It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you, like me, are a huge scaredy cat with a love of creepy video game theories, then you too may have spent dozens of hours looking up scary urban legends, only to freak yourself out too much that you couldn't sleep. Whether a creepypasta you thought actually held water, a trick someone told you about Nintendo cartridges, or a full-blown government conspiracy, we've got you covered on the myths that had a significant amount of gamers convinced at one time or another. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 most ludicrous video game urban myths you actually believed. Number 10, Lavender Town Syndrome, Pokemon Red and Blue. I can confidently say that I hate the Lavender Town music with or without the creepy urban legend, but you're here for the creepy urban legend, so let's get into that. The story of Lavender Town Syndrome is associated with the creepy as heck location from Pokemon Red and Blue, specifically within the Japanese version of the game. For some reason, the music in the town had a different pitch and frequency than the Western version. Disturbingly, it was said that some children were complaining of headaches and experiencing hysteria after hearing the lavender tone. A further theory even said that it was causing a peak of suicides and illnesses of children in Japan. In 2010, somebody went a step further and used special software to analyze the track, which revealed images of Unknown, a Pokemon that didn't exist yet by that point. Not only that, but it spelled out, leave now. This is, of course, totally bogus. It's wildly unlikely any of this happened, and the reason the Lavender Town theme was changed is probably due to Nintendo preferring not to be associated with the wildly grim urban legend. Still doesn't make the music less creepy. Number 9, Ben Drowned, The Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask. The Legend of Zelda is absolutely in that Pokemon vein of games for kids that definitely shouldn't be home to horrifying urban legends, but here we are. Like Lavender Town Syndrome, this is another urban myth that originated on Creepypasta. The story goes that someone bought a copy of The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask, and there was a save file already on there with the name Ben. The owner ignored the file, but all NPCs would still only call him Ben, and even deleting the file led to more terrifying things happening within the game, until ultimately a second save file appeared reading Drowned. What made this one so convincing is that it wasn't just a wild story, or even a set of images. The creator actually created video from the game that showed it glitching out in a whole bunch of genuinely terrifying ways. Sure, we're all adults now, and we know somebody just wrote this story and cleverly played with the game to make it look all janky before adding another save file saying drowned, but yeah, no, glitched out Link leaning in that creepy Link shell created by the Elegy of Emptiness is just not for me. Number 8, Bigfoot, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Perhaps the most famous Grand Theft Auto myth that a bunch of dedicated players were dead set on cracking was finding Bigfoot. Yes, that Bigfoot, the same one who's featured in many a blurry photo in real life. It was believed that the IRL myth was programmed into San Andreas by Rockstar, and the oversized primate could be spotted traveling between Baca Beyond, Shady Cabin, or Mount Chiliad by lucky players. Plenty of screenshots and videos began to surface, and the myth almost began to outshine the game itself. There was some discussion over whether Bigfoot previously existed in the world or never appeared at all, but for those desperate for an appearance, a slew of modders were more than happy to deliver. In an official interview with Rockstar co-founder Terry Donovan in 2005, he said, "There is no Bigfoot, just like in real life." Of course, some players just took this as a hint that they should look even harder and further, but I mean, at least you got him in GTA 5. Number 7, Nude Lara Cheat Code, Tomb Raider. As long as there has been Lara Croft and her generous polygonal chest, there has been young gamers trying to get her kit off. Said gamers were also absolutely convinced that there was a cheat code programmed into the game that would deliver them a nude Lara, and all they had to do was figure out the code. The fact that the code was a complete myth was nothing in the face of that one friend who told you over lunch that they totally found it and it was totally real. The latter ensured that this entirely fictional myth spread like wildfire, even though it couldn't be further from what the developers wanted. Publisher Eidos went as far as to threaten to take people to court if they were found circulating a nude patch for PC versions of early Tomb Raider games. Of course, though modders have no doubt ensured that such a patch exists now, there never was an official one. Number 6. Blowing on cartridges. Nintendo. I'm sorry, but I'm pulling no punches on this one. The fact that anybody ever thought that blowing air and spit into a Nintendo cartridge would make it work is unbelievable. Unfathomably stupid, and I didn't know that this was actually a myth until I started researching for this video. I wasn't 100% sure you couldn't do it. Apparently you can't, and we've all learned something today. If you haven't heard it, or perhaps you're a little young for this one, then there was a widespread myth to the level a lot of people thought it was a fact that if you blew into your Nintendo cartridge, it would fix it. Any trouble booting an NES, SNES, or N64 game could apparently be fixed by this method of taking it out, blowing on it, then putting it back in. Despite Nintendo literally telling us not to, we still blew on N64 carts well after the theory that it would actually fix things was debunked. Turns out it was really just turning it on and off again that was letting us believe our gross spit air was helping things. I mean, we also all started licking Switch cartridges when those came out, so it's possible the human race just can't be saved.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Link is Dead. The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask. Majora's Mask is back on the list again, but for a completely different reason. While our last entry was a creepypasta, this one is a game theory. Sorry, I couldn't help myself, but this one was popularized by the game theorists. Of course, this particular game theory was so popular and widespread that some viewers were entirely convinced that the theory held water. And that's how we get our fabled game urban myth. This one originated from the Grief Theory, which matches up with the distinct locations and progression of Link's adventure in Majora's Mask. The legend goes that Link is actually dead for the entirety of Majora's Mask, and the game represents his journey through purgatory and the acceptance of his death. The urban myth has a fascinating basis, pointing out that Link fell from a great height at the beginning of the game, though doesn't appear to be underground, and the area that he's in is called Termina. It's hugely entertaining, and the video goes to great lengths to make the myth seem seriously convincing, but it's unfortunately ultimately unfounded. There's numerous plot holes to the theory, and Nintendo did come out and officially debunk it. Still a fascinating take, though. Number 4. Herobrine, Minecraft. Call this one an urban myth, call it a hoax, call it a scary bedtime story to try and get your kids to turn off Minecraft for 5 freaking seconds. We're just calling it Herobrine. Herobrine is basically Bigfoot but for Minecraft, with an extra dose of creepy. Essentially, Herobrine looks like the hero but with white eyes. The earliest mention is back in 2010 from a person who claimed the character appeared in their single player game. They also got this screenshot that looks hilariously similar to a blurry Bigfoot photo. After that, a live streamer stumbled on him and freaked out, but it was pretty widely accepted that that appearance was merely a hoax. Rumors began circulating that Herobrine could be the dead brother of Minecraft creator Notch injected into the game. Mods, pranks, and texture packs made it impossible to sift anything real from underneath everything that definitely wasn't real. It's generally accepted that Herobrine isn't real, but he became a meme for when little things in your single player game break or bug out. Mojang never commented outright on Herobrine, but they did continuously update the patch notes saying that Herobrine has been removed, so that's pretty great. Number 3. Government conspiracy, Polybius. We've really escalated things on this list of urban myths and legends, as we're now right up there with actual full-blown government conspiracies. Such is the case for the arcade shooter Polybius, released in limited capacity in certain arcades around suburban Portland, Oregon in the early 80s, this one gets weird fast. The story goes that players who tried their hand at the game would begin to suffer panic attacks, amnesia, nightmares, and suicidal tendencies. Stranger still, it was said that the extreme strobing effect in the game was used by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency to test responses to psychoactive machines. Apparently, Men in Black would also come through and collect the info stored on the game's memory. To say that none of this is confirmed is an understatement. In fact, there's no record of the game ever existing at all. Number 2. Link is the Doomslayer, Zelda and Doom. This fascinating urban myth posits that Link and the Doomslayer are actually the same person. The theory relies on a few key facts. Both heroes are left-handed, though switched to their right hand in recent years, both have blonde hair, aren't a big fan of talking, and are clearly into forest green. Okay, so that one isn't the strongest, but a shared fashion sense may be worth mentioning. It's suggested that the events of Doom are a continuation of the Zelda timeline, and yet again, it's one of those rumors that's so cool you can't help but feel yourself willingly boarding that plot hole riddled train to Concrete Theory Town. Both heroes are reincarnated to fight for the good guys against overwhelming evil, and both are constantly on the hunt for keys. Ooh, I know I shouldn't be, but I'm really getting on board with this one. Number 1. Squall is Dead, Final Fantasy VIII. For yet another urban myth that involves the main character potentially dying, we must turn to Final Fantasy VIII. You'll still find plenty of Final Fantasy fans who believe that Squall dies at the end of Disc 1, the reason being that Squall Leonhart suffers what appears to be a mortal wound when facing the sorceress Adia. He takes an enormous ice shard to the chest, and yet in the next scene he appears to be totally fine. As a result, gamers theorize that the second half of the game is just sort of a fever dream before his death. This is actually somewhat backed up through the events that follow, playing out from Squall's perspective, things that were previously troubled falling into place, and his late game vision suggesting maybe his life is coming to an end. One section even shows what appears to be his life flashing before his eyes, and then there's this hideous faceless Squall that I'm sorry to scar you with. Turns out that this one is just a myth though, as Square Enix did confirm that he just took an ice shard to the arm and he is 100% not dead.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.